Welcome, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Seasons.
We're back.
It's been a minute, but we made it back.
The weeks have been weeking.
Okay. It's been a lot going on. So thank you for your patience. I've had a lot of, it made me happy though. A lot of people were asking, like, when's the next episode? Did I miss it?
Did you miss me?
So that was a good.
I'm missing you.
Feel loved.
So you know, because I'm telling you, I got a song for anything. Give me a word.
Bracelet.
Here you go, bracelet.
I don't know. I saw the bracelet sitting there. Okay, let me stop. Let me stop playing. Wall.
To the window.
Hey,
To the wall.
You know what that made me think of? Yin Yang Twins.
She got a head of all the days.
And her elbows on her thighs. She got the dragon ass, but dragon ass.
I had good knees back in the day.
That was what, 8th grade? Something like that.
Girl. Okay, give me those words.
I like that song. clock.
Dang it.
Okay. Time. Portia. It's a lot
okay,
of songs.
I know, but see, okay.
Okay, what's happening right now?
I'm trying to think if the word time is in this song.
Okay.
Dang, it's probably not, but I'm going to sing a song. And the time it will take, you will learn from your mistakes.
Who is this?
Neo. Oh, I'm a huge Neo fan, so yeah. I know all his music that never made it to the radio.
So, yeah.
Okay, so.
What?
You know, what's the song? How about a round of applause?
Mm-hmm.
That was his song.
I didn't know
that. I believe I heard this. He was supposed to record that song. Was that the song? It was a Rihanna song.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I think of that song, I really hope Cicely and Valencia listen to this. But the Take a Bow song, it was a girl from back home. She made a YouTube video in her room singing this song, bruh. And I can't find it, but I used to go and watch it just randomly. And she would be, like, at the foot of her bed, like, lip singing, but, you know.
Like a full performance.
Yes.
That is funny.
God. But we laugh about it a lot. Every time I hear this song, I actually text them.
Yeah.
So
did Cecily do Mardi Gras? She's in New Orleans.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. She probably tired of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's like
probably get tired of
always people there.
Yeah,
but it's funny because she always be traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need her vacation time,
right?
Because I don't have it.
But yeah, so it's been a crazy past couple of weeks.
Yes,
I've been
guys.
Under the weather, had a little cough on me. but I'm getting better, so I'm excited about that. I'm still not 100%. You still on these songs, huh?
Oh, I'm about to do it. I'm about to do
the
it.
The whole show.
The
says.
Whole show.
I want you to not the whole show.
we'll see.
But yeah, how are you?
Me? I am better.
Okay, Portia. All right.
Life has been happening, but you know, I've just allowed it to happen, and
sometimes that's all you can do. You just gotta roll with it.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm here. It's here.
Yeah.
Let's navigate through it. I right. think navigate might be
that's
my
word.
Yes. So I am just navigating through this particular season that I am in, and trusting God.
Yeah.
As well. So.
What's
yeah,
that?
Girl. But all is well.
Yeah, I'm glad. So we have an announcement to make. We're very excited.
Drum roll, please.
We are now on Apple Podcasts. Woo! We are so excited.
Can we insert some music right there?
Yeah. We're going to figure that out.
Okay.
But it just makes us feel like official, like a whistle type official. You know what I'm saying?
Like whistle by you.
Okay, I'm so dumb.
Okay, if we're that official, we need t-shirts.
Yeah.
And mugs.
Yeah.
And
Merch. We need to work on it. Why did you say it like that just now?
I don't know. Merch. We need merch. Would y'all buy our merch?
Merch.
If we...
Okay, I'm done.
I'm finna merch. Call somebody that's finna be somebody nickname.
Right, merch.
What's up, merch? I'm finna call you that. Merch.
That's your new name.
Hey, merch. Hey, merch. And you better turn around.
I'm gonna keep walking, I promise you.
That's gonna be one of the shirts. Hey, merch.
Why is that so funny?
Gotta put an exclamation point in it.
Gosh, that was merch. Good to me. Okay. Merch.
I'm writing this down, guys. Merch.
No, for real. We back. Would y'all buy our merch? Let us know.
Would you buy a shirt that said merch?
We gotta do it now. Even if it's just for us.
But you know, some people, merch is like much.
Yeah,
like, that's a bit merch. That's real country.
Too merch. Okay. But yeah, that's something in the works. We're gonna work on that.
We're excited about being on Apple.
Yeah, Apple. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. So rate us. You can rate us on Apple. I only want 5 stars.
Friend.
I'm just making the request and telling the people what I would like. Right. And what I would like is only 5 stars.
But what happens... Okay, don't set yourself up for disappointment.
Uh-uh.
Because what happens if you don't get the 5 stars?
It's not going to happen because the people that listen to us love us so much.
Yes.
That they're going to give us what we
but
want.
But I value the honesty.
They can be honest in our email. Okay. Don't rate us below 5 stars. I just feel like if you feel a need to do below 5 stars, just send us an email, seriously, and tell us your problems.
Don't
and we'll,
feel it's gonna
we'll
be
think
hurt.
About it.
We'll think about it.
You know, we'll think about if we want to fix it, if it's fixable. But yeah, rate us on Apple and also leave us a review. That's how we gain notoriety and become even more popular. But we're just excited about that. So search Seasons on Apple Podcasts and subscribe. And that's how we will pop up there.
Yeah. And I also think like we like email us because mm-hmm. we like feedback.
Yes,
like
we do.
Tell
we
us
really,
that
really do.
We were too low. Tell us we were too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, you know. Correct us if we use the term wrong, you know, mm-hmm. get me together.
Yeah.
In the email. Okay. I see what you meant there.
What?
I don't want anybody to get me together in the comments that way everybody can see them. Get me together
in
the email.
You want it done privately.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I see why you don't want that.
I just don't want below. I just want all 5 stars. Okay. You know, that was my line name. That was not my line name. That was my Twitter name. 5 star JP. Because I was the 5 on my
so
line.
So you a 5 star chick.
Hey, she a 5 star.
Who seen that?
I don't know. Boosie?
Ooh,
is it Boosie?
Friend.
Is it Boosie? No.
And I'm mad.
So it is Boosie?
No, it ain't Boosie.
Who is it? Girl, you know I don't know for real. Who?
You know the song?
I mean, I know the song, but I don't remember who sang it.
I hope all your line sisters from Memphis
get mad
at you.
Oh, it was Gucci Mane.
Is Gucci Mane from Memphis?
Yeah, no. Which I don't know. Gucci is from Memphis.
Is he?
He's not.
I don't think Gucci Mane's from Memphis. Because I ain't hear
Memphis?
About Gucci Mane until I got to college.
Who's the one from Memphis? You are disappointed.
This is a strike in our friendship.
Yo Gotti. That's the Ooh, one from Memphis. It took you 12 it's your boy, years. Yo Gotti.
Wow.
Sorry, Portia.
Wow.
I don't care a whole lot.
You see, she had to whisper that though. I hope the speaker picked that up.
So Yo Gotti sings Five Star Chick.
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. I won't forget again.
Of course you won't. Because it's recorded.
Right. Sorry, Memphians.
Wow. You know how people be. Wow. Yeah. Like, you don't say nothing else. You just say, wow.
And you keep repeating it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yes, friends. So, yeah.
Good to know. Little known fact. So, for this homecoming segment, I wonder if she's from Memphis. That would be such a great segue. But I don't know if she's originally from there or not. But she did go to UT. So, we are highlighting one of our
fellow graduates,
fellow alumna.
Okay. Is it right?
I think so, yes.
I asked a teacher at my school, and she she was kind of thrown off, too. So.
Yeah, I remember we Googled it.
You know Google be doing sometimes.
But anyway, her name is Miss Tiffany Beard.
Hey, girl, hi.
And we wanted to highlight her because she is just doing some amazing things. She graduated from UT back in 2012, but since then, she has started her own nonprofit. And so the name of the nonprofit is Empower Her. And so, again, just I'm going to spell it so there's no confusion. It's EMPOWER, Her, HER. And so we asked her to give us some background about the nonprofit and kind of just tell us what her inspiration was for creating it. And what she said is that I always knew I was supposed to help young girls in some way. I almost changed my major during my junior year in college so I could be a social worker. Mm. Well, I didn't. And I went on to work in corporate America as a procurement professional. Since college, life has thrown me so many curveballs, and through the healing process, God impregnated me with my purpose. That's good. The pain I carried for the majority of my life and the outcry of the community for more youth resources met his power and gave me his vision. This year, they are focusing on establishing relationships in the community with hopes of having their first community collaborative discussion late in the summer. And they are also looking to partner with the Juvenile and Family Courts and with Metro Nashville Public Schools. So I just love that. It is so amazing. The thing that sticks out to me most is that she saw a need in her community. And she created something to meet that need. And so we want you guys to follow her, support her, go to her website where you can learn more about what exactly they do. I think they have a mentoring component. Mm-hmm. So if you are in the Nashville area, you could possibly sign up to be a mentor. The website is www.empowerhertn.org. And again, that is www.empowerhertn.org. So shout out to you,
and the
Tiffany.
Website is really nice.
Yes, it is. Very we well were put together. Perusing earlier. It's really professional.
Yeah, and we're getting
that.
T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. I ordered one. I ordered the hashtag girl boss one.
I think I'm going to get the I am her.
Yeah.
She is me. That's well, that dope. Ain't what the shirt say, but it made me
that's
think
what it made
she
you
is,
think of. So, yeah, shout out, Tiffany. You're doing amazing, and we just want to
Go
say
girl.
We see you and continue doing big things. So for our next segment, we're going to go to our salt, our sugar. And it's really interesting this week because both Portia and I have some situations that have happened that we're going to talk about. I'm going to start. Mine is really, really simple, but it happened twice, like over the past week, and it got on my nerves.
Okay.
And so it's the simple thing of if you're sitting at a table and somebody is coming behind you mm-hmm. and they brush you or they touch you, mm-hmm. you don't say, excuse me. That bothers me.
Yeah.
Or like if you're in, I was in the store I was in line, and somebody was trying to move past, and she hit my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I, like, hard enough for me to turn around and look back, and she just kept walking.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Do you, that makes me think about when I was pregnant, and I think I was pregnant, but I was in the Walmart that used to be on campus, and this Asian guy, like, I'm standing at the, I'm standing in line, and he reaches over me to grab something, and I looked at him like, you don't see me standing here? And he kind of looked like, huh? And I was like, you don't see me standing here? So he tried to reach again, and I almost went off on him. I was so mad. But I, what I learned is that they don't have a sense of personal space.
Yeah.
Like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so
culture is different.
It's very different. Mm-hmm. However, I was pregnant, and I was not here for it.
And it's just a simple, excuse me. That's all I'm saying.
Or can you get? Can you grab me one of those?
Exactly. I can't stand that, because just like, just like I felt you hit me,
you felt you hit me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So just say excuse me. I just don't like it, because it don't take nothing to say, oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's it. And I was like,
I think you had a right to be salty. It was it the same person?
No, it was two different instances.
Okay.
And that's what made me like, oh
yeah.
Like, stop. So yeah, it ain't no big deal at all. I recognize that for sure, but that bothers me a little bit. And some people I know would probably say, just don't worry about it. That's nothing to get irritated by. Like, just say excuse me.
Like, didn't your mama teach you to say excuse me?
Common courtesy. So yeah, that's mine. What's yours?
Okay, so you know, we bought a house.
You bought a house.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all this paperwork and everything, and on the paperwork, it said that we were going to have, like, a homeowners association fee.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a number. I need to ask Brandon about this, but there was never a number on it. So, we have moved on with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're pulling out the driveway the other day, and our neighbor was, like, running to us. And I'm like, what's wrong, girl? But anyway, she's like, did y'all get the letter? That whoever the guy owns the place, he's trying to make us pay out this homeowner's fee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they about to rally up, because it's like, what are these fees going to?
Right.
Like, y'all promised us some trees around the neighborhood. We ain't got no trees. We ain't got no street lights. Mm-hmm. Our sign looks like a 12-year-old made it. And so it's like, what are you doing? So I'm like, well, shoot, let's rally up then.
You ready to ride,
huh? Yeah, but it irritated me, because it's like, are you trying to get over on us, or are you really trying to make some changes?
Yeah.
And so it bothered me, because he, like, threatened, I think she said he threatened to put a lien on her house.
If she don't pay the fees?
Yeah, but he's backdating her fees. Yeah, and she been there the longest. She was the first house. So it was kind of like, dang, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So part of me feels like, well, part of me wonders if he's trying to get over, because we count it's like 20 something houses in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to get over, or are you really trying to, you know, make some changes, do something in the neighborhood? But it threw me off, and it made sense, because she said, yeah, they're hand delivering the letter. And we've been getting this notice that somebody's trying to deliver something to us, but we're never home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, just, you know, I didn't mark the button, leave it at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, like they said, there's not an option for that. It has to be hand delivered. And I'm like, oh, he's trying to make sure I get this.
Right.
So it irritated me a little, because I'm like, okay, you know, what you trying to do? Cause so.
Yeah, I think I should just ask. You know, before you
they trying to rally up, girl.
But before we rally, can we ask questions?
They have. They've already asked questions.
Okay.
We just kind of like, oh, that's what the letter is, you know? So we'll see. But I wonder how many people, like, when you get a letter like that, how many people just freak out and pay it without knowing where their money is going.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want nobody.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. I just don't be wanting people to get over on us, because, you know, we're new to the game. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's that. It's nothing major. Just, you know, and I think it's also part of the learning the ins and outs of being a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does this mean? And, you know, yeah. terms and stuff and just all that jazz. It's a lot. It's a lot that I'm just... Yeah,
completely different ballgame mm-hmm. than apartment living, for sure.
Yes, girl.
That's something that I've been thinking about because I had researched the same program, you know, you told me about it mm-hmm. last year. And so I've been looking into that because I constantly am just thinking about the money that you're paying in rent.
Yeah.
You know, that could be going towards a mortgage, but just so many things and such a different... It's such a different ball game. Mm-hmm. Like I said, when you're a homeowner, like, you gotta make sure your grass is cut yourself. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, just little small things. If something happens with my washer, I can't just call the maintenance man, you know? So it's just weighing that, the pros and cons, but I definitely feel you.
And so for the 11th hour, I'm going to share a quote that I got this week. And so the quote is, let it hurt, then let it go. I always tell myself, let it hurt, let it bleed,
mm-hmm.
and then let it heal,
mm-hmm.
and then let it go. And so this reminder is very relevant. It I get a daily quote, yeah. maybe twice a day. Actually, I get two quotes a day. And this was, it was so on time. And it just reminded me that, you know, just let things hurt. Let them be what they are. It is what it is. And then you have to get to a point to where you just let it go and not harbor it and not harbor feelings or anything. So I'm still in the letting it hurt place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm slowly moving to let it heal. And then I'm going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't there yet. And yeah. It's also important to remember that it's not something that just happens overnight. Like phase one, phase two, phase three, you're done, you know? Mm-hmm.
So. Yes, I agree. And I think it's also important to a couple of things. First, remember that no one can put a timeline on your hurt mm-hmm. or your grief or your
healing,
your pain or your healing. Yeah, so... You get to feel how you feel for as long as you need to feel it. And I think it's important for you to not let anyone try and put parameters around that for you. You know, you mm-hmm. don't need anybody to do that, you know. So be strong in that. Feel how you feel until you don't need to feel it anymore. Mm-hmm. And no one knows that better than you. But I agree completely with that quote. Because I think sometimes we do ourselves a disservice when we try and rush past the pain process, you know, mm-hmm. or just rush that process in general. Because pain teaches you, you know, and there's lessons to be learned from it, and it's necessary. And I feel like you can make things worse when you try and ignore the pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, because in the end, you're just pushing something down, and sooner or later, it's going to come exploding out, you mm-hmm. know, because you didn't deal with it. And so I agree. You got to let things hurt. And even though it hurts, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't feel good, it's necessary to go through it so you can be better on the other side.
Yes, that's deep. So that's the first one. The second quote, it says, dear me, I know you're scared, but you can handle this. Love me. Mm. And I love that because I talk to myself a lot. I think I talk to myself an unhealthy amount, but it's okay. It's okay. Because
mm-hmm.
we get through.
Mm-hmm.
but it, what I've been trying to do lately is encourage myself more. And so in talking to myself, I've had, it's like the angel
mm-hmm.
and the devil. A lot of times the devil be talking to me a lot. And mm-hmm. so I've had to kind of lean in towards the angel more and just kind of hear what she got to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this is coming from.
I feel you.
But yeah, but, and so I saw that and I was like, okay, Portia, you know, you're scared, but you got this. And so I've had, because I feel like a lot of times I can talk myself out of dreaming before I even have put my foot down.
Girl.
To move. You get what I'm saying? Girl. And so I talk myself out when it's still in my head. And I'm just like, you know what, it's too big, this is too much. And it's just like, stop doing that, mm-hmm. because you're going to be in the same place and you're going to be frustrated. But it's you. It's nobody else that's holding you back. It's you. And so in telling myself, encouraging myself, I also had to love myself. And mm-hmm. so I love the end when it says, love me, as in like, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from me to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's good. It makes me think about, so I'm reading the devotional I sent you and Ashley, yes. and Kendra the other day. So I'm the name of it is Chasing Failure. Carlton actually sent it to me, but it's talking
What's
about...
What's up, cuz? How you doing, friend? Shout out to friend.
but it's talking about Joshua. And how I told y'all the other day, so many times just in the first chapter of Joshua, the instructions are for him to be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
And so the questions that the devotional has been asking has been questions about, like, what is the thing that you're afraid of? What is the thing that you are most scared to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing that if you knew you could not fail, you would do it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that you need to do anyway. Do it afraid,
right.
you know? And so... I think what?
Because I'm back in the message, and something, I think Kendra quoted it, and then I quoted it as well, that you said, blessings move at the speed of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, get me together real quick, God, because it's like, all he's asking you to do is just be obedient and do.
And it does not have to be a big step. If you mm-hmm. make a small step, God will make up the rest.
Sometimes
of the way.
All God wants you to do is just stand up.
Yes.
He
stand up. You ain't even got a step.
No, just stand rise. Up. Just rise. That's it. And he will order your steps after
mm-hmm.
that. But all I want you to do is just get up off the couch.
Yeah.
Get up out the bed.
Yep. Something that simple. And now the thing is, for some people, that's hard.
It is.
That's hard.
It really
you know,
is. Yeah.
To get out the bed and to get up. It takes a lot of strength,
mm-hmm.
you know, for
courage.
Some. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, then it would blow your mind to see what happens as a result of that one small thing.
Mm-hmm.
That one small act of obedience can open so many doors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I feel you, girl. That's where I am, just trying to, because I think the question that it asked when I sent that to y'all the other day was, what is the thing that God has been telling you over and over again to do, and you've still yet to act on it?
Mm.
And that convicted me bad,
yeah.
because there's so many things that I, you know, want to work on, things, dreams, and, you know, all of this stuff that I have in my mind, and I haven't done anything. Well, why?
Mm-hmm.
There's no good answer. You know what I'm saying?
I just haven't.
And so, yeah, even when you're afraid, you still have to move. You can't let the fear paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that. What was the quote again?
What you said or the quote that I quoted?
No. Yeah, the one you quoted.
So the one, it says, dear me, I know you're scared, but
mm-hmm.
you can handle this. Love me.
Yeah. And that's the thing about that is that, you know, a lot of times you have to encourage yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even as friends, I think part of what friends should do for each other is encouragement,
mm-hmm.
you know. So if I see you going through, I should try and help you and lift you out of that space. I think that is part of our role as friends, but I also recognize that there are moments where it doesn't matter what anybody else says to me. It's not going to penetrate. I'm going to have to do this on my
mm-hmm.
own, you know.
I think that that makes me think about me when I decided to cut all my hair off the
mm-hmm.
first time and go natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really, like, bold step. Also, I'm the type of person that I can't talk about a thing for too long because I lose that momentum.
Talk yourself out
yes,
of it.
I will. And so I have to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I kept talking about going natural. And it's like, you know what? Just do it. I remember when Craig and I were looking for a house, we were looking, but we weren't actively looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we need to stop until we're actually ready.
Yeah.
Because I'm mentally preparing myself for this house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a year from now when we actually gonna try to do something. So, you know, so I'm one of those people, I have to be ready to do it. But when I cut my hair off, I got a lot of negative feedback, more so from children. You know, kids are mean.
They don't care what they say.
They are so honest, and somehow I still love them. Mm-hmm. And this one little boy, you know, he pretty much told me I was ugly when I cut my hair off. But and I cried at work, and then I gave him a hug when he went home. Like, mm-hmm. I still love you. And comments like that kind of I struggled with, but it wasn't until I decided I love the way I look. I love me. No matter how much people tell me, oh, that looks good on you, you rocking that. It wasn't until I started to believe that for myself to where I started to embrace this hair and this mm-hmm. new look and just me in general. And so I think, like you said, it's not until I start to encourage myself, mm-hmm. embrace where I am. I'm not going to believe it no matter what other people say.
Does it help you though to begin to believe it when other people say it? And I ask, let me tell you why I ask, as you think, because I believe that if you hear a thing enough times, you start to believe it. Mm. And I say that because I remember, I think it was just last year, I put up a post on Facebook for my daddy's birthday or Father's Day, something like that. And the very first words I said in the post were I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm beautiful because my daddy told me so. Mm. And some people, you know, they looked at that and was like, oh, Janae being cocky or whatever. And that's not the case at all. I'm telling you what I truly believe. Mm-hmm. And I believe it because of what my daddy told me. Mm-hmm. And so he told me enough and just made me feel it enough that it just became my natural.
Ooh, are you talking about James or God?
Both of Ooh. Them. But see, I believe that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. Because I believe that my relationship with God is what it is because I have my earthly father. Mm-hmm. And because of the way that my earthly father loves me, I'm able to receive God's love. You know,
that's interesting.
Why?
Because I think it's kind of the opposite for me.
What you mean?
I think because of the relationship that I have with my earthly father, mm-hmm. My relationship with God, my heavenly father, mm-hmm. is the one that I hone into the most.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, it's been safer.
God has been. Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
you. Interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, we could talk about this for hours, but I believe, especially with girls, that girls need their daddies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it just it affirms so much in you, mm-hmm. you know. That's like your first example of a man, you know what I'm saying, and how you're supposed to be treated,
that's
how you're
a
supposed
good,
to be loved.
Okay, write that down. That's a good topic to discuss.
I'm just right, daddy, and I'm gonna know. I'm gonna remember. But yeah, so my point in saying that was because of just how much my daddy told me that, and not just my dad. My mom is great too, but just specifically the relationship between mm-hmm. father and daughter, I believe, is a special one. And so just because of what he made the norm for me, I just believe it.
Yeah.
And it's not, I swear, it's not from a cocky standpoint at all. I don't think I'm cocky at all. I'm confident, and I think there's a difference, but I'm confident because that's just what I was taught.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's my question. Does it help you, even though it's necessary for you to believe things for yourself, does it help for you to hear it from others?
I think so. However, this is a weird thing that I've learned about myself. I'm trying to find the example.
Okay.
So for example, okay, when I came to college, when I graduated high school, you know, I had all these people who were supportive and were, you know, you're going to be great. You're going to do, you know, great things. I'm proud of you, blase, blase. But then I had one person say, you're going to come back after your first semester. Mm. You're going to drop out. You're going to flunk out. Blah, blah, blah. That was the voice that kept me going in college.
Because you had to prove them wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the people supporting me, you know, I start to believe that.
Yeah.
But most of the time, my mentality is to prove this one person wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what I do. All you gotta do is tell me I can't.
Right.
And my job is to show you that I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel you on that too. Cause I wish you would tell me I can't do something.
Right.
Unless it's against the law.
Right. You don't tell me.
And part of it is just to show you. Yeah. It could be something I don't even want to do. And yeah. I'm going to have to do it now. Because mm-hmm. you done told me I can't do it. Yeah. No, that you're incorrect.
Don't tell me I'm wrong when you're mm-hmm. not right. You know?
Right. Don't tell me I'm wrong when you're not right.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
I feel you. That makes sense, too. So I think it's a combination, you mm-hmm. know, and maybe it just depends on the situation. And I also wonder if it depends on the people as well, mm-hmm. you know, who's saying it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think, as an example, if I were to say, Portia, you're beautiful, it would resonate. Of course it would, but it would resonate even more if Craig says, Portia, you're beautiful.
True.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So I don't know. Something to think about.
So my next question,
because
uh-huh. I've been thinking, where have you been disobedient?
Ooh. Sheesh.
Because when you were talking, the word Because when you were talking, the word disobedience came up.
Mm-hmm.
And so where have you been disobedient? And how can I, as your friend, walk you through that, help you through that,
be accountable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a question for both of us.
Yeah. The area, I'm trying to determine, what do I want to share?
We'll just do one for the people.
How deep shall we go?
Friend, dive in head first. No, I'm just playing.
you know how I feel about the deep waters. I go there with certain people. So I think with school,
mm-hmm.
I think I have been I wonder if my pastor gonna hear this, because he gonna have something to say.
If he don't hear it, somebody gonna hear it and
tell him. Mm-hmm. But he's right. I welcome it. But just the disobedience, there has been a desire to go back, but just because of the different obstacles, and then also just getting out of the mindset of school, that I have pushed it further and further away from my mind. But having to realize and be real that I really do want to be Dr. Janae Peterson. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And you will be.
Yeah, but I won't be if I continue to be disobedient. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, you know. So it's all on me. So yeah, that's the area that I think of right now in this moment.
Okay.
How can you hold me accountable?
Mm-hmm.
You
gonna tell me how I can hold you accountable? Is that what you're gonna do?
That's not how it works.
I don't think so. Just like you can't.
You tell me. Okay.
Well, first of all, what are the steps? What is the first step in going back to school? What do you need to do?
I need to retake part of the GRE.
Okay.
That would be step one.
Okay, so step one is finding.
Are you making a list?
I am.
Oh my god.
Finding. So we're gonna find GRE dates, right?
Sure.
Do you need study information?
I have some.
Okay, you got it.
Craig does. He told me that a while ago.
Okay. And then we have to pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? Is it a lot?
No.
Okay. And then okay, so we're gonna take this week by week.
Okay, sis.
So by the next time we get on this here podcast,
as in, like next week,
you need to have some dates.
I already know some. Okay.
So you know some dates?
Well, I did look at
you
some.
It's really fucking.
Yeah, but okay. Sure.
So dates, and not just dates, but like dates where you can, like, you need a practice date, mm-hmm. and then you need a real date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we need to work on saving for the deposit, or mm-hmm. if you got it like that, you need to have your money ready.
It's only like $200 and something. But I also, it's just one part. But yeah,
you only need to take one part mm-hmm. again.
Okay. I would prefer to retake it.
Okay. And that one part is only $200.
No, the whole test was like $200 and something. I think.
Can you retake just a part of it?
I don't know. That's what I need to.
Okay, so make that, sure. So, okay, of. So we're gonna see about that,
mm-hmm.
and then the dates, and after that, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. You can't tell me how to hold you accountable. Yeah,
I mean, I could.
You could.
You, yeah. You know, some options, but okay, girl. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. All right.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay. Bottom line.
I think I know what you're about to say.
What am I going to say?
Your book?
It's exactly the book. All right. It is the book. So that it's not that I have been disobedient. I have been
disobedient.
Is that the word?
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
But I've been writing. I just haven't been, like, writing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like, complete yes, it is.
I was going to let you talk yourself there, girl.
Okay. Yes, so the book.
Okay.
That's it. Now you tell me how you...
All right, great.
Because I'm not so... not going
to
do that.
What are the steps that you need to do? So, do we need to first finish the book? Is the book finished?
The book is not finished.
Okay. What is a reasonable deadline? A month from now?
Oh, I have a child. Let's do like a couple of months.
So 2 months from now.
A few months.
No, let's leave it at two. Okay. So April 29th.
Okay. This is like, we got to do this stuff because we putting it on the air.
And so not only can you be held accountable by me, but, you know, everybody else who listens to this.
So that means you really got to go back to school.
But basically,
yes. Oh, snap. Okay. So
unless we cut this one out,
and then nobody will ever know. That would be so terrible. Oh my gosh, I feel like God would get us if we cut that part out.
He probably
like would get a whooping in the spirit.
All right, here's April 29th. Hold on, let me finish my note. Okay. Book finished.
Mm.
And let me say clearly, writing is finished.
Okay.
And then it has to be edited.
True.
Do you have an editor?
I looked up somebody.
Okay.
So I actually found this lady who would do everything, like edit the book, help me like organize the book, publish the book, give me like help with the cover and everything. It's just a lot of money.
Okay.
But yes, I still need someone to edit the book.
So do you want to go with this lady? So does it need to be a thought of saving money to pay her?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's put both options on there.
Okay.
When
are we going to do this by? So if the book is going to be written by the 29th, I feel that by...
Here's the thing. Can you hold me accountable as in, like, every week I submit to you, like, a chapter?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Because so every week leading up to the 29th.
Do I have to pay you? I don't have to pay you to do that, do I?
What do you want me to do? Just read
make,
it?
No, just make sure I give you a chapter every week. Like, I need to give you something.
Yeah, I can do that absolutely.
Okay.
Starting when? As in Monday?
Yeah, but you didn't get to Friday.
Like okay.
Friday, Saturdays.
Which one?
Saturdays.
Okay.
Because the week be weekend.
So I will have the first chapter by Saturday, March 7th.
Yup.
All right.
Hold on. Let me write this down. Dog, I really got to do this now. See, this is what I be talking about. Like, you, when you say something, you got to put some action behind it. Because mm-hmm. now I done said this in front of all these people, mm-hmm. which means now I got to do it. I can't go back on my word. Mm-hmm. Which means now I got to actually publish the book because people know about it.
And they're going to want to read it.
Yeah.
I'm excited pressure. For you, friend. It is pressure. I'm nervous. You know, it's something that you were supposed to do a while ago.
Just like you were supposed to go back to school a while ago.
Nah, we weren't talking about me. Is the
we're
thing.
Talking about us.
Are we?
This is our podcast. Okay. So that's my question to the people. Like, where have you been disobedient mm-hmm. In what God has told you to do or called you to do? And I encourage you to find somebody who is going to hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell them how to hold you accountable. They need to just...
I mean, you could give you them can. Some suggestions.
You can.
Seriously, I ain't even trying to front.
I know.
Because sometimes you need specific things. But you know how you just told me that something that would be helpful is if you submit a chapter
to me
every week. Mm-hmm. So I ain't just trying to, you know, talk my way out of
okay.
it. So maybe give them some suggestions if there are some specific things that would be helpful. But if not, then you just need to listen to them and accept what they say mm-hmm. as I just sat here and, mm-hmm. you know, just said, all right, girl.
So get you an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of your yes friends.
Oh yeah, it got to be somebody who's gonna be honest with you. Mm-hmm. That's necessary.
Like, not your hype man.
What?
No, my hype man. I need my hype man when the book is published. You know.
Okay.
To keep, no, I need somebody that's like, I need that friend that's gonna cuss me out.
Yeah. I got
you're
you,
probably
girl.
Not going. Are you gonna cuss me out, friend?
You know, Lord still is working on my
don't
tongue.
Don't cuss me out. I might, but you know what? I be cussing myself out in my head, so mm-hmm. it's okay. But it's okay. Just get me together. You know, I don't need that friend that's gonna like. Okay, no, I need somebody that's gonna stay on me.
Yeah.
That
makes me think of something else. So, how have you been able to? Adjust to my more blatant way of speaking because you are more sensitive than I am.
Yes, I am.
And I can be more just straightforward and this is what it is.
It has taken us going through those seasons of mm-hmm. where you were rude and I was hurt and I was
wait
mad.
Wait a minute.
Was I rude?
Or was it just honest?
Okay,
and
no,
you weren't
no.
used to it.
You were you.
Okay.
And I was me.
Rude.
You were you and I was me. And I didn't know you
mm-hmm. well enough.
Well enough to receive what you had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's good, Portia. Yeah, I have some thoughts. Go ahead.
Okay. And so I think over the years, like, because at first I would be like really mad, mm-hmm. like attitude, like don't talk to me. But it always stuck in mm-hmm. the back of my head, and I never would admit it in that moment. But it stuck with me, and I was like, you know what? She might be right. And so now I'm able to receive without the attitude because I've learned you, and I know that. She's giving me what I need to hear, not mm-hmm. necessarily what I want to hear. And I think I was so used to always running to that friend that was going to tell me what I wanted to hear and agree with me. Like, yep, I knew I was right. And it's just like, friend, you're not right, you mm-hmm. know? And so I've just learned you. And
yeah.
that is not something that, once again, happens overnight.
It takes time. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, you said that you were not able to receive. You didn't know me well enough to receive something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And that made me think of how it's important to build the relationship. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it's easy. Because I think that people who don't know me, you know, if you have a conversation with me, you might feel like I'm being rude or just like... she couldn't put more fluff around that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But once you get to know me, I think you recognize that number one, it's just not my personality. And number two, it's not coming from a place of ill intent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean the best in the world for you. You know what I'm saying? But you have to get to that point, and you have to be able to get to a place where you can receive what the other person is saying, or else the conversation is pointless.
And it makes me think about how people, just a specific example, people who you have a surface level relationship with, mm-hmm. try to have that moment with you, mm-hmm. and you don't receive what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's because we haven't really dove into a friendship relationship, mm-hmm. to actually be able for you to say that to me.
Exactly.
And I receive
That's
it.
That's so good, because you know what? One moment, I don't remember exactly when it was, but this is a moment that made me say, oh, that's my friend. Mm-hmm. You said something. It wasn't terrible. It was just honest. It was something about my brother. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a sore spot for me.
Yeah.
You don't talk about my brother. Yeah.
I don't care what he said or what he did.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't nobody talk about my brother to me, because that's just how I am. And I just love him. But you said something, and it was just honest, and all I could say was, huh. Had to breathe.
Yeah.
Had to close my mouth and not go off.
But you know what's crazy? I would always tiptoe around that, because I knew, mm-hmm. that was a sore spot for you.
Yeah.
But it got to a point to where...
Maybe it's sore. You got to watch your mouth.
But you know what? It got to a point to where it was like, I don't care, because I love you that much. Mm-hmm. I need you to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when you get past that point of, I don't care if you get mad, I'm telling you this because I love you,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to receive that on the other end.
Yep.
Oh, y'all friends.
Yeah.
Y'all
good friends.
Yeah, y'all friends.
So, yeah, y'all friends. And you know, too, one other thing. When you were in the hospital, I remember Pinky.
Girl, which time?
Don't say it like that. You gonna have these people think you just live there.
What is wrong with me? I'll just play it. When I had the baby, or when I had the surgery years ago?
It was the surgery.
Okay.
And because that's the one where you were at Fort Sanders, right?
I was at Fort Sanders both
Pinky
times.
Came,
though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the surgery.
Okay.
Pinky came in, and you had said something. I think it was me, Craig, your mama, I think. And you had said something, and nobody understood what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But I understood. Like, as soon as you said, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
And Pinky looked at me, and she said, what'd she say? You speak Portia. And I was able to tell her exactly what you said. And she was like, is that what you mean? You said,
was I drugged up?
No. I think you had just come out of it. Okay. But you were trying to say something and nobody could get it.
That's,
you know?
Actually, I love that. You, mm-hmm. speak Portia.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
because you do. And that's the thing. You have to learn how to understand your friends. And I think relationships, they take on their own culture and, mm-hmm. their own language.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
As time progresses. And that's something that is true. I can understand. I know what she meant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you
saying?
Know what's crazy? That happens a lot with Didi, because, mm-hmm. if I tell Didi something that happened, and she'll wait, and then she'll say, it's bothering you because of this, mm-hmm. and this hurt you, and this, and this, and this. And I'm like, yup,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And it's just like, because she knows, she speaks Portia.
Yep, she understands,
yes, so,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Do you speak Portia?
Exactly. That's the question.
I'm gonna ask
Do
Green
you
that.
Speak Janae?
Do you speak Portia?
A lot of people don't speak my language.
Mm.
Very few. It's such a complicated language.
Yeah. Because they're trying, whatever.
What you finna say?
Because they trying to, like, jump in and learn the language on level 4, and they haven't been
they
to level 1.
Level
yeah.
One.
Think about Spanish. You can't jump into Spanish 4.
If you don't start with hola.
Como estás?
Right.
So,
yeah, that's good. That's a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What else? You got anything else to say? Or is that it?
No, that was it. I love the, like, speaking...
speak my language.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of languages, have you done the love languages thing?
Yeah.
You done it?
I was talking about this I think it was last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there one for friends? Because I've done the relationship one, and I've heard that there's one for children that I would like to read for work purposes, but also for my kid. And then I wonder if there's one for friends.
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there is. We could find out with a simple Google search, so we can look it up in a second. However, I think just from the ones that are designed for, you know, relationships, romantic relationships, I think you could probably still apply those in a sense. So let's try it. What's your love language?
My love language is acts of service. Nope, that ain't true. It's gifts. It was actually, I think they were close. I think gifts and acts of service were close.
And you know, so I'm sitting here thinking, did I know that? Would I have said the same thing about you?
But does your love language change?
I think it does. And, that's, and I was just having this conversation because I said that I said my love language is all of them. But what I meant was that at certain times, I feel like your love language could possibly change. And the example that I gave was, let's say, you know, I just had a baby and I'm fat and pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I asked, did it change?
Yeah.
Because I feel like mine has probably changed.
Since
I've been married and also since I've had a baby.
And so I was, so like in that moment, I might need more in that season. I might need words of affirmation more.
Yeah.
Or I might need physical touch more because I need to feel loved or whatever. But in a different season, it might be acts of service because it might be that we busy.
Yeah.
If you can do this for me, if you can pick up the groceries on the way home, that's going to speak volumes.
Exactly.
To me. You know what I'm saying? So I believe they do change depending on the season. But I also feel like, so for example, mine at the end of the day, I believe is physical touch, which is interesting because I don't like to be touched by a lot of people.
But do you know how long it took for me to hug you and you not run away from me?
Yeah, but I think it's because it would make me feel like this is too much. This is too intense, you know?
Yeah.
And so I have to get to a point where I'm open to that. You know what I'm saying? But once I'm there, like it means a lot if I give you a hug.
And see, you know, back in the mine may be words of affirmation just because right now, initially, I can tell you 2 or 3 years ago it wouldn't, because I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, don't say all these nice things. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buy me something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But now I feel like I'm needing just some words of affirmation, just a little bit more these days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very fragile. And so right now, words are more comforting than touch, than gifts, any of those other things. So, so I would like for us to take the test. Well, I'm going to tell you, you probably just took it, but I would like to take the test again.
I didn't just take it. I've taken it a while ago, so that's how I knew what mine was.
You different now. Take it again. We'll take it again.
I'm a different person.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was, if I would have said, like, what would I think your love language is? And I think I would say words of affirmation, but not just for this season. I think for all seasons of our friendship.
Would
you agree?
Probably so, from the friendship, but romantic wise, it was different.
Yeah.
But from the friendship aspect, yes. And I feel like yours would be gifts, because I feel like when somebody buys something that it reminds them of you, and so for you it's like you were thinking of me. You thought enough of me to buy, like when I bought that bracelet for you, I felt like that made your day because
you thought about
I
me.
Thought of you. Yes, because I heard you say, "Ooh, I want this," and it was like, "Well, let me just
that's
get her
so,
one."
That's exactly, you know what I'm saying? It. Because, but see, and that's the thing. It wasn't so much the bracelet; it was the thought that
you heard
had to
me.
Go into it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what it made me feel like was she was paying attention to me when I said that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why the gift was that much more, you know, impactful to me because of the thought that went behind it. And so I would agree with that to an extent of I like thoughtful gifts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Not just any gifts.
Not just any old gift.
But then also, I think it's a tie between thoughtful gifts and words of affirmation.
For me?
Yes, because you love a card.
From friendship. That's what I got to remember.
Friendship, yes. We're talking about friendship, not romantic. Because I think your love language is very different when you're in a romantic relationship. Friendship. And then I also think it's different in the workplace. Yeah. So I'm about to start reading the 5 love language in the workplace.
Send them. Is that on Amazon? I'm sure.
I have it at work, but
I'm going to look it up. I agree.
Yeah.
Because I do love a card, especially if you write in it. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah. You know me.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, I don't know your love language at work because I've never worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we've worked with youth ministry.
I was just about to say, we have. I would have to go through the other love languages because I don't know what your love language would be in the workspace.
I don't know what I would label it as, but I think that you would appreciate someone just doing their part.
Child. Just show up.
Right, but like if we delegate it and this is what you were responsible for, do your part.
That's all I ask. That's it.
That's what I would say about you. That's interesting.
Yeah. So those are some reads to dive into.
You're reading more. You used to not enjoy it.
She is trying to read
more. Okay.
So I have bought books.
I'm proud of you.
I'm trying. I really am trying because I feel like it was a quote, but I don't know who said it or if I'm saying this right. But somebody said, if you want to hide something from Black people, put it in a book. Mm. And so I'm learning that there is a lot of information in
so
books.
So much.
There's a book about everything. Yes, and there's so much more information in a book than you can find on social media, I believe. I feel like you can learn more from a book. Your mind just goes to different places, and it's just changed the way I think about things, just reading. So my goal is to read a book a month professionally. So I have a book on my desk right now that I'm about to read. And my goal is to finish the book, not get halfway through it, but to actually finish. So right now it's Crucial Conversations. I feel like you've read that before.
I've read Crucial and I've read Fierce. Fierce is my favorite. So Fierce is my absolute favorite.
And then after I finish Crucial Conversations, I'm going to read the 5 love languages. So
I believe everyone should read, because I love Fierce Conversations more than Crucial, I'm going to say that one. I believe everyone needs to read it, but if you prefer to read Crucial Conversations, that's good too. I just really think Fierce is better. I like how it's written better, but it's just necessary for everybody, I believe.
Yeah.
It teaches you so much about just how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Just how to have conversations. That's what life is, really.
And that's what I'm only like a few pages in, but that's like what it's saying. It's just like, it's all about communication, conversations, talking to people.
One thing that stuck out to me from Fierce Conversations, one of the principles was, it's several of them, but one of them is to be here prepared to be nowhere else. So for example, you know, we often, especially in workplaces, but even like as a mom, you have to multitask and you have to, you know, I might be trying to have a conversation with you, but you need to send this email or you got to get dinner on the table. Or, you know what I'm saying? And the whole concept is it's only for a moment. You can pause for a moment. So if I'm at work, I can take my hands off of that keyboard so I can look at you, be present, be here, prepared to be nowhere
else.
And
see, that's where I'm learning to be. So I listen to this podcast, and I've written it on my board at work. It says you have exactly enough time. And so I think a lot of times I try to rush through stuff. And multitask and not be in the moment, but I have exactly enough time to get everything done. So I can stop this and talk to you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have enough time to finish this task.
Because your time is your own at the end of the day, you know. Yeah. So that one, and then the one of the other principles that sticks out to me from the book is be aware of your emotional wake. So like, what are you leaving behind? You know, so after I've come to you and we've had this heavy conversation, when I walk away, how are you going to feel? What did I leave behind in my wake, in my aftermath? You know, and that's something that I constantly think about, because it's my goal, even though I believe in just being honest and upfront and having the hard conversations, it's also my goal to make people feel better because they've had an encounter with me, you know. So if you have a conversation, I want you to walk away smiling and feeling good about yourself or thinking about something that you may not have thought about before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to have added to you in some way. And so you have to be aware of that. Like, even though this is what I want to say, how is it going to make her feel?
Right.
And when I'm no longer in front of her, what is she going to be thinking? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think if you just have that mindset and just consider that. Consider other people. You know what I'm saying? It's not always about you. I think it helps a lot, you know? It helps to help you have better conversations. Because so often we focus only on ourselves, and we want to get our point across, and you don't consider, how is that going to affect the other person?
Yeah, that's deep, friend.
I love the book. I think you should read it. I think I have two copies of it.
Fierce Conversations?
Fierce Conversations. Okay. But I'm certain I have them. I'm looking at my bookshelf right now. I don't see them, but that means they're most of my books are still packed up, because I want to get some taller bookshelves. I want to redo this whole wall.
I want the bookshelf. I'm going to send you a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a flower.
I think I've seen
it.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to get that. That's somewhere dope. In my house. But I think I would like for our listeners to, one, take the love languages quiz and
just Google it. And it's a free thing. Take
can
you
we put
maybe
it in
10
the link?
Minutes.
Can we put it in the
description box? Mm-hmm. We can.
And I would be interested, like, what is your romantic love language, but also what is your friendship or relational? What is is friendship the right word?
I know what you're trying to say.
But y'all know what I'm trying to say. And then also in the workplace, what is your love language? And then I also would like suggestions on books that I can read professionally, like books that could help me as a young professional.
Send all the books, professional and just for your leisure. I like to read just in general.
That's all I got, friend.
That's all I have, too. I think this was good. The only announcements / reminder, go listen to us on Apple Podcasts and rate us 5 stars. That'll make me really happy.
But that's only if you got an iPhone.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that to the people.
That's another debate. That's up there with the grits.
Why are my messages green? So, yeah. So, thank you guys again for listening to us. We hope that you are, I don't know if I want to say learning something, but just...
Are you enjoying us?
Yeah, you're enjoying us for sure. We definitely want that. But even more than that, I hope something that we have said has sparked something in your mind and made you think and made you do some self-reflection. Because I think we can always better ourselves. You know, that's always my goal, to be the best version of Janae that I can be. So hopefully something we have said has impacted you.
Be all that you can be. Wasn't it like
a joke? Yeah. You've been slacking on your Mac, and you've been slipping on your pimping.
This was actually one that was put on my Facebook wall the other day by who put this on my wall? Tanyelle and Pookie.
Who?
They're from back home.
Oh. Hey, Tanyelle and Pookie. Tanyelle, that's different.
They share a Facebook, so it's their
Are they
page.
Married?
Yeah,
that's cute.
So it says,
"Is that cute?" And that ain't no shade. That's cute if that's what they want to do.
Yeah,
but would you share a Facebook page with Craig?
It's a no for me.
I don't think I would either.
I think when you get married, and I feel like I've said this, you can somewhat, my page allows me to keep my identity as Portia. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get so caught up in Portia and Craig.
Because you're not just Craig's wife. Yeah. That is a part of you. And, yeah. You know, we won't deny that at all, but you're more than that. That's one aspect. That's so, how I feel.
So the joke is, what type of truck is never lonely?
A Mack truck.
A pickup truck.
Oh, because it's always picking up things.
Yeah, but they sent several, so. Okay. What's a dryer's favorite exercise?
Tumbling.
Spinning.
Oh, okay.
Tumbling was good, though. And then it says, how do cell phones get around?
In people's pockets.
They are mobile.
Oh,
Why do computers, why do computers need insurance?
Why?
In case the hard drive crashes.
Oh, that was good.
I ain't through. Now, like, four people.
I ain't through.
Yes. If you boil a funny bone, it becomes a laughing stock. Mm-hmm. That's humorous.
That was my favorite. That was
I got
my favorite.
One more. This is from Renee. She just called me Pooh Bear. We grew up down the street from each other. She wrote on my wall, she was like, what's Forrest Gump's password?
Janae. You remember he used to say
Yeah. No, it's one Forrest one.
That's funny. Tyreek, I went to high school with him. He used to always call me Jenny, because that's how Forrest would say Jenny's name.
That is hilarious. But yeah, that was a good movie. One.
Those were good.
Good job, people.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next time. Thank you again for listening. We love you so much. Listen to us on Apple. Give us 5 stars.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.